This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. In a last-minute deal, Hamas freed 8 Israeli hostages Thursday in exchange for Israel's release of more Palestinian prisoners. We get more from AP correspondent Norman Hall.
The latest exchange extends the ceasefire in Gaza by another day, but any further renewal of the truce, now in its 7th day, could prove more daunting because Hamas is expected to set a higher exchange rate for many of the remaining hostages. International pressure has mounted for the truce to continue. Hamas's deadly attack on October 7th has been followed by Israeli bombardment and a ground campaign. Thousands of Palestinians in Gaza have been killed, and more than three-quarters of the population of 2.3 million have been uprooted. I'm Norman Hall.
The son of a Hamas leader who spied on the powerful Palestinian Islamist movement for Israel called on Thursday for the death penalty for all Hamas fighters currently held by Israel prisons.
Any harm that happens to the hostages, Israel must execute top Hamas leaders with no exceptions.
In a Zoom interview broadcast by the Israeli government, Mossab Hassan Youssef said that the death penalty should apply to all Hamas militants, including his father, Sheikh Hassan Youssef. The Republican majority in the House of Representatives passed a measure that would permanently freeze the $6 billion recently transferred by the U.S. in a prisoner swap with Iran. The resolution is in response to the Islamic Republic's alleged role in the deadly attacks last month by Hamas on Israel. The measure is unlikely to receive the support in the Democrat-controlled Senate. U.S. officials noted that the money has not yet been made available to Iran and can only be used for humanitarian needs. This is VOA News. On the UN Climate Conference first day, a fund is set up for countries hit by disasters like flood and drought. We get more from the AP's Charles de Ledesma.
Nearly all of the world's nations finalized the creation of a fund to help compensate countries struggling to cope with loss and damage caused by climate change, seen as a major first-day breakthrough at this year's UN Climate Conference, as early cash started going into it. Sultan Al-Jaber, COP28's president, hailed the first decision to be adopted on day one of any COP and said his country, the United Arab Emirates, would chip in $100 million to the fund. Other countries have stepped in with big-ticket commitments, including Germany, also at $100 million. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Republican Congressman from New York, George Santos, refused to resign leading up to a vote on Friday on his expulsion. The AP's Ed Donahue explains.
Santos says he is a victim of a smear campaign by some of his colleagues.
I will not stand by quietly.
The first-term congressman faces a 23-count federal indictment alleging he stole the identities of campaign donors and used their credit cards to make tens of thousands of dollars in unauthorized charges. Santos says he is accused, not convicted.
The people of the 3rd District of New York sent me here. If they want me out, they're going to have to go silence those people and take the hard vote.
The House Ethics Committee says there's overwhelming evidence of law-breaking by Santos. Members of the Republican delegation from New York, like Mike Lawler, are leading the arguments for expelling Santos.
He can defend himself in a court of law, but for the purposes of this body, he's got to go.
Ed Donahue, Washington.
Russia's Supreme Court has effectively outlawed LGBTQ+ activism in the most dramatic step against advocates of gay, lesbian, and transgender rights in the increasingly conservative country. The ruling is the latest step in a crackdown on the LGBTQ+ rights in Russia under President Vladimir Putin. And outside the White House, President Joe Biden gave the countdown for the Christmas tree lighting on Thursday evening.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. All right, you got it.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
This year's tree is a 12-meter Norway spruce from the state of West Virginia. As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.